Amen. Amen. My boy, Tyrese Maxey, bro. Oh my God, I'm hyped. Just got done watching the game. Tyrese Maxey is a star. I'm leaving here with something. That's all I gotta say. I'm leaving here with something. Another episode of Off the Cliff Show brought to you by 14th Market Podcast Network. We here, man. Sixers win game 5. Insane game. Maxey 46-9 in the garden. Hits the from 40 feet, hit the 3. Tie the game up. The Sixers going to overtime, winning overtime. Oh, yo, that was a crazy game, bro. That was probably one of the best Sixers games I've ever watched. And I'm so happy that it was Tyrese Maxey. He's everything that we said he would be. Everybody that was on the bandwagon when he got drafted, like, he's everything that we said he would be and much more. Like, we didn't think he would make this rise to be an all-star this fast. We didn't think he would be able to win most improved player. We didn't think that he would be able to this type of player this early at 23 years old that could go into the garden, drop 46-9 in a playoff game, in a closeout game. Hey, that's really my dog, yo. Oh, my God. 11 first quarter points. He took over the scoring when Embiid looked sluggish. We're going to talk about that. 15 first half points. Like I said, Embiid looked sluggish coming out of the game. He's a whole other conversation. But when Tyrese Maxey is the focal point of the offense and Embiid kind of takes a step back and he's able to say, okay, well, this is my time to score. Like, I need to take over. He's so amazing at doing it because he can get into the lane anytime that he wants. He hits the 3 at an effective rate. Hold on. Let me see what he shot from 3. 17 for 30, 56%. Shot 7 to 12 from 3 for 58%. Missed some key free throws, but it don't matter, bro. When he gets going, he's arguably unguardable. He's one of the best players in the league. He's now, I'm pretty sure he's like a top, let's see where I want to put him. He's probably top 3 guard in the East right now. He probably got Jalen Brunson, him, Hallie. But no, he's over Hallie. So he's definitely top 2, probably right behind Brunson. They was going at it. But his ability to come off the screen so fast and get to where he wants, he even hit a couple mid-ranges. Like, when the defense has no idea what he's going to do, like I said, he is unstoppable. Joel was setting him good screens. I was watching the Lakers and the Nuggets game last night, and how the Nuggets closed that game was basically Jokic was telling Jamal Murray, okay, he's the closer, which they have done multiple times, even last season when they won the championship. Oh, I got to fix my mic. Even when they won the championship, like, Jamal Murray would close those games, and it's because Jokic would basically be the decoy, and he would just focus on everything else in order for Jamal Murray to get open. So that's essentially what the Sixers did here in overtime, because, like I said, we're going to talk about Joel Embiid. But in overtime, Joel did all the little things, got Maxey open, got him his space. He took off even at the end of that fourth quarter. Like, when they needed the big shot, Tyrese Maxey was there. He delivered it. I'm so glad that he's a Sixer. Played good defense as well. Did the small things. There was a couple of rebounds where he was like, all right, well, if nobody else is going to, well, like, if anything, I am going to go grab this board. Like, he went, he attacked it. He got it at his high point. I'm just so proud of him. So another great playoff game after a bad one. It wasn't even like bad. It was just like bad for Tyrese Maxey last game. But huge shout out to him and what he's able to bring to the Sixers team on a night where Joel Embiid just didn't have it again. In another closeout game, we're going to talk about him. Yeah, bro, Joel. He was a disappointment tonight. And I do want to preface this. I know he's injured. I know he was diagnosed with a migraine earlier, but like he just didn't have it at all tonight. And some things are just effort. Like, he came out in the game early in the first quarter. You could just tell he was just not into the game at all. He wasn't contesting shots. He was catching the ball at near the 3-point line. He was posting up at the 3-point line. He wasn't moving on offense. He was out of control. And it's just nothing. I even tweeted like, oh, we're getting another Embiid is about to get closed out game. Like, I know how this is about to go. And throughout the game, that's essentially how it went. Like, his stat line is okay. 19 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists, had a triple-double. Was 7 of 19, shot 36%, 1 for 4 from the three-point line, shot 6 free throws. And it was just like it's an effort thing. So someone tweeted it out earlier, like, the team goes as he goes. Like, when he came into game 3 and he dropped 50 points, the team was ecstatic. They just went how he went, right? You could see everybody else got hot because they go as Joel goes. And when he comes out in games like this, and you can tell, like, he is just not locked in. He's essentially ready to go home. He was moping around. The team followed, and Tyrese Maxey was the one to pick him up. Tyrese Maxey, Nicholas Batum, Kelly Oubre in spots. They were the ones to pick him up. To pick the team up. But he was just so bad. And it's another closeout game where he just looks terrible. Like, it's not even like serviceably good. He looked so bad. He had 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter when they needed him most. Like, the game was, it was a 1-point game, I think, going into the fourth quarter. Yeah, it was a 2-point game going into the fourth quarter. Or 1 point, I really forget. Going into the fourth quarter, and Tyrese Maxey caught a little heater in the fourth quarter, right? I think he scored about 6 or 7 straight. And then the Sixers just decided, okay, we're just going to start going to Joel in the post, and he's going to ISO Mitch Robinson. And he, like, proceeded to, he missed a bunny. I think he had 3 turnovers from the post. And it's like, what are we doing? Why aren't we running any offense? And Joel, why is he being so careless with the ball yet again? Like I said, 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter. And I was even tweeting it, like, you might have to trade Joel because it's so obvious that he is just not ready for these moments. He's mentally not there, and you just cannot blame his body for shutting down on him anymore, because he was just being careless with the ball, not making smart decisions, essentially actively trying to lose the Sixers that game. It was one time he got the ball in the post. He went towards middle, and, like, Tobias was going to set a screen for Kelly Oubre in the corner. Set a screen for Kelly Oubre to flare to the corner, and he just threw the ball away. Like, before the play even developed. And it was like he was so shell-shocked by the moment. It was disappointing to see, man. We've seen him. You have to, like, pump his head up, or, like, get him back into the game and get him back to being engaged. We saw it last year, I think it was game 5, when PJ Tucker had to yell at him, like, to get back in the game. Like, stop letting Horford just do whatever he want. But if you need somebody to get you back to the game that way as the number one option, then I'm sorry, you cannot be the number one option in basketball anymore. I mean, in the playoffs, on a championship contending team, that cannot happen. You have to be a leader in aspects of on the court, and then show the effort. He just didn't do it, man. It was so disappointing to see. I've been saying for a while, I do think that he needs to take a step back from being the number one option, because it's so hard to win the playoffs and win a championship with your number one option being a big man or being a 7-2 center. As good as Joel Embiid is, it's still hard. It's still one of the toughest things to do. Most teams win from the perimeter. Even that Denver team, like, yes, Jokic is the number one option, but their perimeter players are so good that they win those games from the perimeter. Like I said, Jokic lets Jamal Murray close most games, and they win. They are, now granted, they are a better team than the Sixers, but this is just how the NBA is and how it goes in a guard-filled league. Like, you have to win championships from the perimeter. And it was frustrating to watch Joel kind of, like, he watched Maxey go on his heater, and he kind of, like, decided he wanted to take over the game now. Like, he wanted to get the shots up instead of letting Maxey be the closer. They were down when they went down 4-6. Then he was like, he decided, all right, I'm just going to give Maxey the ball. But Maxey hits the shots. They go into overtime, and this is where it really turns around. Like, I'll give him his credit. Well, I'll give Joel his credit because he was a warrior, especially in his overtime, right? So this is where he focused on the little things. So he noticed, all right, well, Maxey has to close this game. Maybe Joel's body wasn't, you know, filling up to it, but he did the little things. He was finally setting solid screens for Tyrese. He was being active on defense, contesting everything that Brunson tried to put up. What else did he do? He was diving for loose balls. It was one play where they were at, I think they got a steal where they were at risk of giving up an offensive rebound. He dove on the floor. He dove on the floor multiple times, saved the ball. Nick Nurse was able to call a timeout. Like, he did the little things. He was clearing out space on the offensive board. He even got one offensive board and got an and one off of it. But he was just doing the little things. And I've said for a while now, I do think that he needs to take a step back. He needs to be a number two or a number three on a championship contending team and kind of focus on just rebounding and defense and doing the little things. Like, when he does not have to focus on scoring and use all of his energy trying to score and trying to facilitate the offense, tonight it showed me he really could. He was locked in. He was engaged. He like setting good screens to get Tyrese Maxey as open as possible just helped out so much that you're like, all right, well, I'm like, Joel is playing amazing right now. And in that overtime, and he wasn't even scoring. And that's when I was like, okay, like, this is what you need to do in order to win a championship. But that is something that we'll get into in the offseason of what I think the Sixers should do. But great Tyrese Maxey game. We're going to talk about some of the others finally showed up. So Kelly Oubre with 14 points. Tobias played great. I have to give him his credit. He finally showed up. Of course, it comes in a game where you think the Sixers are going to lose. They're going to get closed out. But 19 points, 8 rebounds, 7 of 11. Shot for 63%, 3 of 6 from the 3-point line. He finally shot multiple threes in a game, thank God, and hit them. He played great. He had one bad play where he was on a fast break in transition. He pulled up like a little 10-foot jumper. It caused a Knicks run, but whatever, right? So he played, and then I think he came down. He was aggressive, low post. He shrugged somebody off, got a layup. That was good to see. He even hit a tough shot when everything was going bad. You thought the Sixers were going to lose. They go down, they go down like 2 or 3 or 4. I forget what happened, but he hits a tough mid-range, so that was good to see. Like I said, Kelly Oubre, 14 points. Nick Batum with 8. Campaign played great with 6 points. But this is what we've been saying all series. If the Sixers others show up, they win these games, right? You're getting damn near 50 points from Maxey, 24 points from Joel, 14 from Oubre. Tobias, you got 20. Batum, 8. Camps, like, when the others show up and the other players score, the Sixers are one of the best teams in the league if they all just show up. And it showed tonight. The non-Embiid minutes were kind of bad to see. Like, Paul Reed, I just don't think he's good or meant to be in these type of playoff situations. Like, he's just not there. He's not tall enough. He's not smart enough. And the Knicks just attacked him. He made dumb decision after dumb decision. And it was so bad to see. Like, he single-handed. I think the Sixers were up 8. And I tweeted, okay, Sixers are up 8. Why say not score until the Knicks cut the lead to 2? And that is exactly what happened. Paul Reed gave up a run single-handedly. And that is going to be a problem going into game 6. Like, the Sixers have shown they cannot play in the non, they cannot keep up in the non Embiid minutes, right? Embiid even got a, did he get a rest? He got a rest at the, I think he got it at the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. I'm trying to remember. But he sat out until like the 5-minute mark. Was Paul Reed even in? I look back at it, but it was bad. It was like, bro, get Embiid back in the game. Like, what are we doing? He rested him. Nick Nurse rested him for a while, I think. I got to remember when he took him out. But other than that, yeah, the non-Embiid minutes, they continue to struggle. I don't know what Nurse can do. Maybe you do try to throw Ricky Council in there. Maybe, like, you try Mo Bamba and, like, see what he gives you just for, like, a short stint. Like, it can't be much worse than Paul Reed. Like, he's actively giving up runs. So, like, you have to just try something else. Maybe go small ball. Maybe, like I said, put Mo Bamba out there. See what he can do. See if he's playing. Like, I don't know. Do something to where you can get Joel Embiid a little bit of rest so he is not dog tired in that fourth quarter towards the end of game. But amazing game from the Sixers tonight. Do want to give the Knicks credit. Jalen Brunson is the real, like, he's the real deal. Like, even my bro tweeted it on Twitter saying, like, we're watching two best guards in the East go at it right now, go blow for blow. And that's exactly what was happening. Brunson was cooking. He wasn't foul baiting as much tonight. Hit a big three. He was taking Joel Embiid to the rim. Like, a lot of, like, he's just crafty. And I even said before, I want Tyrese Maxey to work with him in the offseason just for footwork purposes. and in the mid-range, because Brunson is a master in the mid-range. He's a master at footwork and being able to get open and get at angles. And I want Tyrese Maxey to work with him in the offseason, but that'll come after this series is over. Yeah, just like I said, disappointed from Joel. He has to take a step back, man. Like, when he takes a step back and he focuses on the rebounding and the defense and doing the little things, he's such a better player. And that is something that Sixers are going to have to look into, because it showed tonight that he, when it is time for the Sixers to absolutely win a game and not get closed out, he is just mentally not there, man. I don't know if the lights are too bright. Like, I know it's like he's dealing with injury, but it's the same thing every season. And I even asked Twitter, like, y'all aren't tired of this? Like, at some point, something has to change, bro. He's always hurt. It's always something. Even today with the migraine, like, bro, like, all right, first it was the leg, then it was the Bell's palsy. Now it's a migraine, even though the migraine is a symptom of Bell's palsy. But it's like always something to where you don't even know if he's going to be able to go in the playoffs. And I don't know if the Sixers can win a championship with their number one option consistently being hurt, and you have no idea if he's going to play from game to game, series to series. But that is a conversation for the offseason. I am excited about this win tonight. I just want to preface it. I do not have any hope for game six, but I got what I wanted. Tyrese Maxey is a star. And that's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. I'm cool with that. I can sleep at night. If the Sixers lose this series, I know Tyrese Maxey is a superstar, and Daryl Morey and the Sixers don't trust them, but they can move accordingly depending on that. But make sure you like and subscribe. Hit that like button on the video if you're watching. If you're listening, follow, subscribe, do all that. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, make sure you look at previous videos. And I'm out, man.